You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. Audio files will be available after the show, where you can download and listen anytime on your computer, mobile device, or join us live every week to practice English with real Americans speaking real English. All aboard the English Express.
Speaking of the 80s.
Yeah. Your arms look great today, Cliff. Have you been working out?
Oh, I work out all the time, buddy.
Oh, yeah? Is that one of the perks of being working in a hotel?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. So me and Brandon were talking before the show about this 1980s show. I watched the trailer for it. What's it called, buddy?
Stranger Things.
Available on Netflix right now, right?
Yeah, Stranger Things, available on Netflix. And this show is just so totally 80s. I love it.
Now, are there any answers in this? Because you've seen the first 8 episodes. They release them all at once. And I just barely saw the trailer. And so this kid goes missing. And everybody's looking for him. And it's like space aliens or something.
Yeah. So without giving too much away, you're basically what you said. Kid goes missing. There's some questions about his disappearance. And it turns out to be kind of like a, you know, supernatural explanation, but one that's very, very entertaining to watch.
Okay. Well, if you have Netflix, check it out on Netflix.com. Stranger Tides.
No, Stranger Things. You know how that old saying, Stranger Things have happened? Well, now you get to see what they mean by that.
Okay. I have to check it out. We'll see if it hooks me. Well, welcome to the show. This is the English Express Radio Podcast.
Swear to God, get some sticky notes and put them all around you.
I need to get like our separate shows just like printed up so I know which one I'm doing. The English Express Radio Podcast, available online. Visit us and see what we're all about. TheEnglishExpress.com. Send us email info@TheEnglishExpress.com. You can also find us on iTunes. Just search for The English Express and you will find us. And like us on Facebook, by the way, and share our posts with all of your friends. Because every week I post like kind of what we talked about on the Facebook page. So today, man, has it been hot in Sacramento where you are?
It's hot right now. It's like 95 degrees Fahrenheit outside right now.
The trouble here is it's been not just hot, but it's been humid.
This has been a very non-humid heat, but it's like it radiates back at you from the ground.
It's oppressive.
It's so hot.
Man, it has been so hot.
How hot is it?
Your car overheated and it's not even running.
What?
You have a fan?
I have many fans. You should see my Facebook page.
Yeah, well, no, a fan at your house, like to blow air on you.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, I think I just heard it yell out, "I give up."
Can't handle the pressure.
Your talking thermometer just said, "Does it really even matter?" The workers putting that tar roof on at the next door, you know, the construction workers, they look down at you and yell, "Wimps."
What?
You know, because they're like, you know, you're complaining about how hot it is. They're on a roof putting that, you know, the tar shingles up.
Yeah, see, they don't even have to use tar. They just slide their boots around and the rubber comes off.
Yeah, that black lake outside, that used to be a parking lot.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Let's go swimming.
What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
So I was fishing with my buddy Jeremy at Lake Amador when I was a teenager, right?
Okay.
And so we had decided to go take a swim, and they had a man-made swimming lake all the way at the top of this hill, right? Mm-hmm. And some 3 or 4 miles down this road is the only public bathroom. And so we're done swimming and I'm starting to go on my bike ride and I just get hit with this, how do I say it on the radio? Montezuma's Revenge?
Oh,
I
don't know.
So it hits me hard and fast and I'm like, we gotta go now. So the speed limit's 15 for cars. We're doing at least 25 miles an hour flying down this hill on bicycles, right? And I don't quite make it there. And I'm wearing, and to make it worse, I'm wearing like khaki pants.
Right? Oh no, so you can see everything.
You can see it clearly soaking through the leg of my pants. And so the most embarrassing part was like 5 months later, I was making fun of Jeremy in front of a bunch of friends for a completely unrelated event. And his comeback was like, oh yeah, well, at least I didn't shit my pants.
No.
And he busted like, me out in front of like a dozen people.
Hey, was it a group of girls?
No, but it was a bunch of guys and they like to punch a lot, so it was almost as bad.
Yeah, girls would be worse. All right, so I've got a list of what college humor they asked their readers to give stories like that. That one not on the list.
Okay. Pooping yourself.
No. So we're going to talk about, and so they've compiled the list of the 25 most embarrassing things in the world based on people's answers. Okay. So you tell me if you would find it embarrassing or not. Walking in on somebody in the bathroom.
Oh, sexy.
Yeah. What if it's like a dude friend and you see things you shouldn't?
Oh, baby. Shake it once, shake it twice, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't put this on the list of like things that are too embarrassing. I would just say, oh, I'm sorry, and walk out and like not speak of that again.
You know, I was in a buddy's bathroom and I had locked the door, but I didn't know that their bathroom door didn't work. Like the lock didn't work. And so I was like maybe 15, 14, and his little sister, who was like 11 and just going through that like that puberty change where she thought boys were cute or whatever, she walked in on me and was so embarrassed that she didn't come out of her room for like the whole rest of the day.
Oh, wow. I can think of an embarrassing story. I'm not going to use names here because you know this person. and I don't want to call her out. But, yeah, I hope she doesn't listen to this particular podcast because she'll totally remember this guy. So me and Steve, because I will call Steve out and he'll remember this. Okay. So this girl, we used to sneak out of the house and, you know, go have fun. And this particular girl lived nearby and she said, hey, you know, I want to come out with you guys. So we go, okay, we go over her house and we sneak her out and we go to this abandoned home. Okay. So nobody's living there. Yeah, right. So, That's what we're thinking.
Wow. Wow.
Wait, I have that. So she says, you know, we get to talking about this and that. And she says, and we say, take off your shirt, baby. Come on. Let us see. And she goes, well, if I show you mine, you got to show me yours.
You got to show me yours.
And, so we're like, come on, there's two of us. We don't want to look at each other. And she's like, well, then I guess you guys don't want to see me. So
I hold up the left side. You hold up the right.
So we go back and forth and we finally decide to do it. Okay. Me and Steve, we both we're going to just look at her. We're not going to look at each other. We drop trow and she backs out. And I'm like, and the worst part is she talked about it afterwards. Like,
oh, yeah.
And we're like, you woman.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I would not good for her. That, and so you understand why I don't want to use her name because yeah. a lot of people who listen to this show know who this person is. I'll tell you after. I don't want this to be recorded.
Her secret's safe with me.
All right. How about this one? You're talking to somebody and you accidentally have a little bit of spit come out and you get it on their face.
That's so embarrassing. And it's worse when it happens like to me, when someone spits on me, because it's like, how am I supposed to react to that?
Yeah. And I've seen people do this. They don't spit like on me, but I like see a little bit come out and they'll like go like this and pretend like, hope nobody notices.
You didn't see that.
How about sweating through your shorts?
Ew, dude. And sweat is such an embarrassing problem for me because I guess I inherited dad's genes or something. Cause when I start playing sports or working, dude, it's like Niagara Falls comes out of my hairline. It's terrible.
You know, what's worse is that, you're like more Native American than I am. And I don't sweat that much.
I don't know if brothers with the same mom and dad can be more or less Native American.
Okay,
than one
appear, appear. You know what I mean? Okay, how about this? Somebody you've met like on more than one occasion, several occasion, and you realize you've completely forgotten their name.
Oh, that has happened to me so many times.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you.
Well, and I used to be an intern at a preschool, which had lab students. So I saw, and they had like 3.5 hour shifts where I had like, you know, a full day kind of thing. And so I would see multiple sets of lab students come in and it's like, dude, I don't remember all their names. And they'd be coming up to me for advice, like, help me with this problem. You. So first thing you do is, it was really embarrassing.
Hey there, Buckaroo Bob.
Howdy, partner.
Now, I know your name's not Bob, so I would call you Buckaroo. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, I'd just be like, hey, Chief, let me talk to you for a moment.
All right, how about having the rear, the seat of your pants rip in public?
I've had that happen.
So have I. And it's like so embarrassing. You're like trying to sit down and be like, yeah, okay. Nothing to see around their back.
At least I had underwear on.
Okay. That, you know, the sad part is that you have to add in at least like that day.
I like to mix it up, man. What can I say?
Okay, that is non-negotiable for me. There is way too much chafing that happens.
if it's like gym shorts, it's no big deal.
Yeah, okay, who goes out in gym shorts, though? Come on,
you guys can't
man.
See, but I raised my hand.
You go out in public in gym shorts.
Well, I mean, define going out in public. I mean, yeah, I ride my bike in gym shorts. I play basketball in gym shorts. So, I mean, so I'm saying I do
all
go
right,
out.
All right, all right, all right. But those typically aren't going to rip, though, so.
Speak for yourself.
All right, so you go to a friend's house, and the toilet does something weird. It's not your fault. Do you tell them, or do you just let them find out?
What, did it, like, do Sudoku or something?
No, it's like go clunking or something, and like, maybe a number two comes up back and you were doing number one. So it's not your number two.
I just slowly back away. No.
Do you tell them or do you like wait for someone else to find it? I would just be like, yeah, back from the kitchen getting my drink of water.
I was outside checking my text messages.
Having not gone to the bathroom.
Did you see your mom come out of that bathroom? I did. No, I honestly, the first thing I would do is look for the plunger. And if I couldn't find it, I'd have to go ask. I wouldn't.
Okay, so you would tell him.
So about embarrassing things, I was at work at a car dealership and we had a bathroom attached to the waiting room that we worked in. So it's like I shared a wall with it at my desk, right? So I had gone and used the restroom and I forgot to flush.
Oh, no.
And it was the big one. And so like 20 minutes later, I had completely forgotten about it. 20 minutes later, a technician walked in and all I hear is, what the?
Those are funny though.
And I couldn't help but laugh. And he came out and he was like, do you know who was in here last? And he was like,
I have no idea, sir.
It's in Utah, you know, so it's Mormonville. And he's like, what manner of beast has been in that room? And I'm just laughing. And he's like, was it you? Was it you who did that?
No, it wasn't. I tell him it's just funny, man.
I had to admit it. And he's like, what are you, a child? That was really embarrassing. Are you 7? Why do you think this is funny?
How about this one? Kind of along those lines. You're talking smack about somebody, which, you know, happens. And everybody like looking at you and you know, it happens in the movies all the time. They're like, they're right behind me, aren't they?
Oh,
as
yeah,
you're talking crap about them. That hasn't happened to me too many times, but you have to turn around. The awkward part is saying, no, I wasn't talking behind your back. I would totally say those things in front of you. In fact, I planned on it. In fact, after I got done talking behind your back, I was going to come and confront you with this situation about what a rat bastard you are.
Right. No, I guess I haven't. I really haven't been talking bad about people enough to have that happen.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I never say anything too bad, but you know, when you're talking about somebody and you're trying to convince them that, like, no, I would totally say these things to you as well, and they're like, I'm not sure if that makes me feel any better, buddy.
That reminds me of you going into everybody's refrigerators whenever you would visit their house, and they'd be like, Clifton, what are you doing? And he's like, this is a sign that you're a true friend, that I trust you enough to go through your refrigerator. You should think of this as a good thing.
Looking for tasty treats.
You're such a good friend of mine that I feel good enough to look through your food. Tell your mom thanks.
I would only do that with like actual close friends. I didn't go to strangers' house, just so everybody knows. It's not like I went to strangers' homes and started rooting through their fridge.
Well, you should have.
All right. How about getting pantsed?
Yeah, that's semi-embarrassing.
The only thing that I can remember, because I was never actually pantsed, but it was the first day of 9th grade. And you know how seniors feel about freshmen's first year. Their first day of their first year.
They tried to stuff me in a trash can for a while.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. So what was happening was I was going to my 3rd period class. Okay, so this is still kind of morning time before lunch.
You had 3 periods by your freshman year. You developed early.
Okay.
I had 6 periods myself.
So before lunchtime, and I was looking for my classroom. I was still trying to get oriented to the school. And I hear people coming from behind me with heated whispers, all right? You can hear them like, you know, they've spotted something that they like. Okay. I turn around and there's like 4 big dudes and they're walking slowly, but quickly gaining speed right towards me. And, at this moment you're like, you know what? There is a time and a place to stand up for yourself. There really is. This is not the time or the place. I began to run. Unfortunately, I was a fast runner, and I beat those guys, and I escaped. And
good for you.
Yeah. So I did not get thrown in a trash can, but I know several of my friends who did get caught by that same group of people.
Oh, they got hit by the trash can.
They got hit upside down in the trash can. Yes, not a good thing.
I remember they were trying to stuff me in it, but I just kept my legs wide and they couldn't stuff me all the way down. I wouldn't move my legs and they gave up.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. 2 more. Somebody shows you a picture on their phone and you know, you're looking at, you know, these new phones, you kind of swipe and you look at the next picture. So you go to the next picture. Oh, cool. And then the next one is a naked picture of them.
Oh, baby. You quickly forward that one to your phone.
What if it's a dude, though? Your friend. And he's like, uh-oh.
Forward that one to your phone.
No, don't send that to my phone.
Same response.
That honestly, that's never happened to me. But if it was like, if I was the one with the phone, Well, first of all, I would feel like it's my own fault because why am I taking naked pictures of myself?
You know, it's never happened to me, but I sure have always wished it would. Every time I pick up Dad's phone, I cross my fingers.
No! And the last one. You clog your friend's toilet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, been there.
All right. So these are some of the most embarrassing situations that you can find yourself in. When we come back, I've got some... the work pile, some phrases that you should never use on the resume, and some ways to find out if you're the office gossip. So we'll be right back here on the English Express radio podcast.
Let's eat grandma. Let's eat grandma. Punctuation saves lives. You're listening to the English Express radio podcast.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Let's eat grandma. Let's eat grandma. Punctuation saves lives. You're listening to the English Express radio podcast.
I'm going to play another one because that was no good.
You're listening to the English Express radio podcast, number one among people who listen to us all the time.
Well, at least we got another one in there. I mean, if I'm going to play the same one twice, look, it's all randomized, so I can't always tell. One is the one that we play to go into the break is like preset. Like the computer picks that one. The next one is like we've got a bunch of liners and they just go to the next one, the next one, the next one. So it just kind of happened that way.
So why not have a second one preset that you could change every time?
Because you can't play over the music that way.
Ah, okay.
Otherwise, it'll like play music and then it'll stop the music, go to the liner, and then it's no good, man.
So. Well, I'm not going to complain because I know the next step would be to give me a script and have me do them live. Let's eat, Grandma.
Yeah, let's not do that. All right. Have you ever lost your phone?
Yes. God, yes.
Have you ever used one of those Find Your Phone apps?
I've used the ones that you search on Google, you know, call my phone for me, and you type in your number and they call it.
But does it tell you where your phone is located?
No, it just calls your phone. So you follow the noise.
Oh, okay. So, this makes me think of a time I was at this meeting and this man, he's an older man. He looked everywhere, like all over the place, couldn't find his phone. And then I told him, use the app. He looks and he finds his phone is like 8 miles away. And he's like, I just had it. He had the same like type of phone as another guy. The other guy thought it was his phone, but it wasn't. Okay, so he goes, oh, look, this looks like my phone. He had his phone in his bag, and so he picked up the other guy's phone, got in the car, drove away.
Ouch.
So he called him, and he's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry, and he brought it back. All right, so this 23-year-old Alabama man.
Alabama
can't find his phone. Okay. And so he checks the app and he's like, my phone, it's like moving. Okay. So he gets a buddy And they go, and they're, now they're tracking the phone because they're like, I know where this is. I know all where I'm it is.
All I'm picturing is Sylvester Stallone and Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So they trace it all the way to a Baptist church outside of Birmingham, Alabama. And it's actually a Birmingham suburb called Fairfield. Okay. And he realizes that there's this only other car there. And he says, my phone's in that car. So he goes up to the car. Excuse me. You have my phone? Well, the person inside apparently didn't appreciate him asking for the phone back because he said, look, I stole that phone fair and square. And he pulled out a gun and shot and killed the man who just wanted his phone back. Investigators believe the victim and the shooter knew each other. So this is a guy who thinks like, oh, this is my asshole friend who took my phone as like a funny joke. But I don't know. This seems kind of dark. Like,
yeah, if that was like, a joke, it got real unfunny real quick.
Yeah. Honestly, I think this is planned. Like, he took the phone to like lure him to a certain area because they found the phone. He didn't even take the phone. He left the phone there and took off. So the friend, he's like, I mean, think about it. If you wanted to commit a murder and you want to lure this guy that you know to a certain area that's like secluded, so you take his phone, figuring he's gonna, and then you don't answer your calls or whatever. He uses the Find My Phone app, follows it to the secluded area, and you're like, psh, I got you right where I want you, buddy.
But how'd he find the phone if he didn't bring it with him? You said he left the phone.
No. After he killed the 23-year-old, he dropped the phone and took off.
I get what you mean now.
So they find the phone because he doesn't want them to track the phone back to him now.
Well, it sounds like it worked since we got this news story and everything.
Yeah.
Sounds like he got away with it.
Well, they're still looking. I hope they catch that jerk. All right. Do you have a resume?
Yeah, no.
You don't have a resume?
Yeah, no.
Have a resume or you don't have a resume.
You know, yeah, no.
Okay, no. That sounds like a no. I have a resume.
I have a resume. It's not updated, okay?
Okay. Well, I definitely have extensive experience on my resume.
I'll have to resume my resume.
I am innovative, I'm motivated, results-oriented, dynamic, professional with a proven track record of being a team player in a fast-paced environment.
How long did it take you to copy-paste that?
An exceptional and entrepreneurial problem solver.
Wow.
These are named from LinkedIn as the 10 worst canned phrases to use on a resume. I thought about doing a resume that like just had like the problem with these words. They're like non-speak, you know, they don't really tell anybody anything. And so I'm going to write a resume that is nothing but this speech, like all in a row. And see, I mean, I'm not even looking for a job. I've got a great job, but I want to send that resume out and see if I get any calls back on it.
You know you will.
Come on. Nobody would call that back.
There has got to be somebody who's desperate enough just to fill the spot with a warm body.
All right. Do you want to make more money?
Every day.
So once you get a job, billionaire Ted Turner has given you some advice. Grow a mustache.
Ooh, I wish I could, but I'm Native American.
A new study reveals that your school career counselors were all wrong when they told you to show up with a good clean shave. If you're looking for a job, you show up with a mustache, you're not only more likely to get hired, but you're also more likely to command bigger paychecks. Mustachioed men make almost 5% more than clean-shaven guys and 9% more than bearded people. So don't grow a beard, just grow a mustache.
Well, I'm screwed.
But here's the thing. Men with mustaches also spend 12% more and they save 3% less. So they make more money but keep less of it. But they have more fun. That's right. Why everybody loves Tom Selleck.
Plus, their lips never get cold.
Oh, man. Did you ever gossip at work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've gossiped at work before.
Did you, at any of your jobs, did you use the IM chat to chat with other people in the office?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, I have some choices here.
Oh, multiple choice.
Okay, just on a slow day, not since college, or I'm addicted.
Oh, it's somewhere between A and C, and I don't mean B. But it's like, I would say on an average day, but I'm certainly not addicted.
Okay, so like when it's kind of slow, when nothing's going on.
Well, even if something's going on, I mean, we still had the Messenger app in the background that I could alt tab to. This was when I was making phone calls where I would be waiting for the phone is ringing. I'm waiting for someone to pick up. I might alt tab and type in a message to a coworker waiting for the person to pick up kind of thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm like, it wasn't slow, but it wasn't like addicted or anything.
Okay. So we'll give you just on a slow day when things weren't going on. So what kind of gossip excites you the most? Dirt, the bad stuff, you know, like the good gossip.
The stuff with the last name Sanchez.
Yes. Well, not just necessarily that, but hearing, come on, keep it clean. Kids listen to this show.
Oh, he said keep it clean. That was
like gossip that helps you at work, like intelligence, things that like help you do stuff better or give you a heads up, like, oh, the boss is having a bad day. Intelligence. Or you only want to hear good news.
The intelligence one. I'd want to hear intel on what's going on, what's going down.
I'm with you on that one. Okay, where, I don't think you have, you're not working now, but think back to the car dealership. Where were you in the office hierarchy? A, you're a rookie, you're a vet with very little say, or you're the man in charge?
I started as a rookie and moved to the vet with very little say, and then on some days, since I was the assistant manager, I became the man in charge. So I'm really all three, but
which
I guess...
Which one were you most?
I guess the middle one.
The vet with very little say.
Yeah.
So you had something to say, but people maybe didn't give you as much time.
Yeah,
of day.
I never climbed all the way to the top as manager. I moved out of state before then. So it's like there was always someone who had a say louder than mine while I was there.
Okay. How often do you regret dishing the dirt out? A few times a week? Only during a scandal or only when I'm caught?
Where's the never? I never regret it.
You never regretted it.
Nope.
So only if you were caught, I would imagine.
Okay. Even then, I'm
like,
whatever.
Because if you got in trouble, okay, we're not going to go into that. But I remember a particular time when your ass got caught.
Whatever.
Okay. And are you telling me that you didn't regret those messages that you sent back and forth, leaving proof of this?
Oh, what's the next question?
So only when you're caught. I thought so.
What was the next question?
Those are the only questions. There's only four questions.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see what you got. So you got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You got a score of 10. Okay. You're a chatterbox. Censor yourself or risk ruining your reputation. Now,
no danger of that.
But on that particular job, I seem to remember a reputation issue. Hey, we're not going to go into it. I get the thumbs down, okay? I understand. But I just thought it was interesting that they say you're a chatterbox, censor yourself, or risk ruining your reputation. I just liked that. Risk ruining your reputation.
Yeah, I've never played Risk before. You and I should, go to war sometime, see how it goes, see how it looks.
So many people are wondering about that story, and you will never know. The look I'm getting from Brandon.
I'll just patiently wait for the show to move on.
All right. Have you ever called in sick?
Yes, too many times.
What's the right way to do it? Because have you ever called in sick when you're not really sick?
Yes, many, too many times.
Have you ever done it in an obvious way, like they totally knew?
Oh, yeah. I guarantee they knew exactly what was going on.
So, to avoid getting fired when playing hooky from work, follow this plan. Do it on a Tuesday, dummy. If you fake sickness, it's a little less suspicious if you do it on a day other than Friday or Monday. 3-day weekend! Yeah, I'm sick, but I'll be back tomorrow.
I was the worst at that, too. I can't make it in today.
call before the workday starts so you can leave a message on the voicemail instead of getting them directly. Don't aim for an Oscar. Rather than putting on a fake cough voice...
I'll be in tomorrow.
and claiming you've got the flu, which they'll know is a lie. Just say you're not feeling well. And last, do it with discretion. Keep the margarita-soaked memories to yourself. Don't show up after you claim to be sick talking about your fantastic weekend. That was awesome, man. We partied it up. Woo! I thought you were sick yesterday. Yeah. Getting over it, boss.
No, me, it's one another reason I'm glad I stopped drinking, because that was unfortunately a cause for me calling in sick too many times. I'm supposed to be up at 7 a.m. and I look at the clock, it's 5:30, the sun's coming up, and I'm you know.
You're like, oh, 15, I gotta call in.
15 or 20 drinks in or whatever. It's like, oh man, I'm not gonna make it into work today.
All right, guys, that's our show for today. Again, join us online, theenglishexpress.com. Check us out on the iTunes store. Search The English Express. Download the show. And make sure you like us on Facebook. We'll see you guys next week with more stimulating talk radio. Until then, have a great week.
We've secretly been listening to other podcasts that try to teach you English. Congratulations to the radio show that won't put you to sleep. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.